Broadcasting live from our Westlake studios, overlooking the great city of Austin, and helping you maneuver through this modern dystopia, it's episode number 231 of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey. Coming up this hour at 12:45, the Crap Bag talks WrestleMania with one Stu Myrick. At 12:30, we update the Masters standings on day one. And in mere minutes, we look at Daniel Jeremiah, if I can get that last name out, his latest mock draft, and ask a non-sports question based on today's movie review. I'm Trey Elling, and sitting across from me is a Waxahachie native and level-headed Aggie who may speak your death into existence if he doesn't like you. It's Chad Hastings.
You damn right. Hope everybody's having a good Thursday. We are headed towards Masters weekend. It's already underway. We've got a leaderboard for you that we'll be updating, as Trey mentioned. Can't wait to get into all of that. It is a happy birthday from my parents. I am the master of the shout out. Trey loves those shout outs. I have parents that were born on the exact same day. Exactly.
Your shout outs makes the R&B station in town blush, Chad.
Correct. My father is 13 hours older than my mother, so they have the exact same birthday. Happy birthday to my parents. Also, one of my best friends has a birthday today. So if you are an April 8th birthday, this is one I cannot forget, because I would have lost two parents and a friend talking to me back in the day. I had to make sure to tell them happy birthday on April 8th. So we hope everybody's having a good April 8th today. We are not only on your smart speaker, tell Alexa to play 104.9 The Horn, or The Horn Austin, probably easier, at The Horn Austin on Twitter and Facebook and all of that. You got the app out there. And yes, now we are on Twitch. And today, it looks like Trey has decided that everybody's going to see me twice. Is that your plan? Like, now you've got the camera pointed away from yourself.
We're going first-person perspective from the Trey cam today. I'm still playing with this. I may play with it all the way through the summer before settling on something. So today, I've had the fantastic marketing staff find me a bandana that I can use as a sort of headband to then prop the camera up on my forehead so you can see exactly what it is that I'm dealing with during a show.
This is a good idea, because I was going to suggest we come up with a fake video game feed that we could put in the corner, because that's what's big on Twitch. The kids love to watch other kids play video games. So, and Trey, some of the most popular video games are first-person shooter games.
That's right.
So if you can be the first-person part, and then we get a fake video game feed in, it's going to be fantastic.
Okay, hold on a second here. I might be able to get this. I might just be able to play some Candy Crush while the show is going on. I'm just pushing a couple buttons back here. Anyhow, what's one more button? I can actually play a game that would really distract me from the show and let people see that in the corner of my feed.
That's a whole nother level. Whole nother level. We are now on Twitch as of this week. HornFM.com. Go check all of that out. As Trey mentioned, coming up in the Crap Bag, little WrestleMania preview with our man Suplex Stu. They have a special edition of Sports Guys Talking Wrestling tonight. A big interview is a part of it. We'll let you know about that coming up at 12:45. We've got some football to get into. We just sent out the pre-show Twitter tweet not long ago that Ari Temkin's going to join us later, and he is. Ari Temkin, Dallas Cowboys Radio Network, Big 12 Radio on Sirius XM and ESPNU. But he does have an interview at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. He's getting an interview with Homer Drew, so he's going to do that. We're going to try to talk to Ari about 2:30, so we're going to need to swap out that segment for Why Today Matters. So Why Today Matters may end up happening at 2 o'clock. Hopefully Ari Temkin is about 2:30 today. We're going to have to do some shaking and juggling and all that kind of stuff on a Thursday, but it's always great to talk to Ari. And coming up at 1, we will get you the movie review of Reservoir Dogs. I found out 2 weeks ago that Trey's never seen Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Now he has. We will discuss it at 1, but it does bring up a question today. I'll let you set this one up, since you're the one that ultimately had the thought here.
So very early on in this movie, it wasn't the first scene, because the first scene is them having the conversation in the diner.
Mm-hmm. I can hear you. I can hear you, and now I'm hearing me again. Now I'm not hearing you. Now I can hear you. So now you're not on right now is what you're saying? Oh, no, I can't hear you.
How about now?
I can hear you now.
Wow, the whole board just reset. So
we've reset. Now we think we're good? All right.
I don't know, Chad.
Technology.
See, I don't know.
Ironically, on the same week, we add all this fancy technology with Twitch. The technology we already had is now failing.
Okay, so to start over.
Yeah.
While this wasn't the first segment, because the first segment was obviously them around the table at the diner, and clearly the everyday conversations is one of the more endearing elements of this movie, how they're just having these frank conversations throughout. And that's something that I'd heard about prior to ever actually watching it last night.
Mm-hmm.
But the second scene is a pretty gory scene.
Yeah.
The second and third scenes, for that matter, because mm-hmm. it goes from the car into the warehouse. And it struck me early on that this isn't usually the sort of movie that you're drawn to, much less one that you're hyping up to the degree that you and I will watch it together. So it made me think about the movies, the TV shows, the music that maybe any of us enjoy that might surprise people. Because this is out of the ordinary for you, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I thought of it as I was rewatching it, that I wonder if you were going to have the thought. So really what we're looking for today, it's movies or maybe it's entertainment as a whole that you like, that people are surprised that you like. When they find out about it, it's like, whoa,
yeah,
you're into that. And this is an example for me. I'm not into overly gory stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into overly bloody stuff generally in movies, but in 1992, I would have been like junior in high school-ish, right around there.
So you saw this when it came out?
I saw it actually not right when it came out. So it came out when I was a junior in high school. I believe I saw Reservoir Dogs in college.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say a few years later, sometime in the mid-90s. And, all right. Whoa, hey, everybody. All right. Now I can hear myself. I think that means you can hear me. People are letting us know. Somebody says, and Trey killed the board. Somebody said, no sound on the radio, no sound on Twitch. Now we think we have sound on both. So, yes, mid-90s is when I ended up seeing Reservoir Dogs, and every once in a while I watch a movie, and if I watched it with the right people and got the right feeling on it, it was like, oh, okay, no, this is different. I like to add different things in there. So sometimes with music, I'll find a genre of music that I've never really listened to a lot of, but I'll grab a little piece of that. And in this case, I didn't grow up watching a lot of manly movies, masculine movies, shoot 'em up movies, watched a Western or two here and there, but I was just never into the guy type movies. So I got on this run where I watched Platoon, Reservoir Dogs, some of those type of Goodfellas. Those type of movies, eventually Scarface, where I decided, you know what, you gotta jump into these things. Gladiator ended up being a part of that run too.
Right.
Where somehow in my life I had just stayed away from those certain type of guy-oriented movies.
Okay.
And I just decided to lean into it hard, and Reservoir Dogs hit me right. The way the movie is structured stood out to me. Mm-hmm. One of the first movies I'd ever seen like that. This will actually tell you when I saw it. I saw Pulp Fiction first, so I would have seen Reservoir Dogs like 94, 95.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are in that boat.
I saw Pulp Fiction, heard about Reservoir Dogs, watched it, liked it more than I liked Pulp Fiction, and then that kind of got me started on who Quentin Tarantino is and how the movies are structured. And then I just got it. It's the movie that got me into the idea that you don't have to cookie cutter a movie. You do mm-hmm. not have to lay out a movie and say, here's the start, here's the finish, and this is the way it works. But you're right. There's a lot of blood in it. There's a lot of gore in it. And, somebody says, no Terminator 2, Chad. Oh, I watched Terminator 2. Yeah, absolutely. Terminator 2, kind of in that same vein. So what is the movie, entertainment, or whatever that you like that people can't believe you like? Reservoir Dogs is definitely one of those for me. Trey, you have one?
Yeah, so it's funny that you go I think you said manlier than normal route. I guess it is that. The gorier than more normal route,
right.
The more violent than normal. Because I go the other direction. Normally, I'm okay with those movies. I like some. There's some that I'm not crazy about. A lot of it depends on the script and the storylines and whatnot. But for me, the embarrassing admission, it's not.
Is that it? There it is. Somebody texted, cancel culture got us. Yeah, we're going to put ourselves and where are we at in society. The show's going on and the technology decides we can't be on.
Check.
I hear Trey. I hear it there. People are letting us know on the dead air. Thank you very much for that. We are able to, and this is another good reason maybe for you to check out the Twitch stream every once in a while. You can be like our wives checking in on us to make sure we are okay. HornFM.com, that Twitch stream is there for you. The board is giving us trouble today. It's the HAL 9000 and the board messing with us. So we will deal with all of that. Trey was getting to the point of telling us what...
I really wish that I could just have a remote version of this camera on my head. It makes it much more difficult to troubleshoot, having to run in and out of this room and then put it back in position here. So I wish this was wireless. But to tell you people the movie that it's a little bit embarrassing to admit that I enjoyed a lot the few times that I saw it, The Notebook.
Oh, the Gosling. Yeah.
Gosling, okay. McAdams, the crazy turn of events.
Right.
With the old people.
That's funny.
That whole storyline.
The Notebook. Yeah, see, there. I'll admit, there's a weird selection of chick flicks, rom-coms that I'm into that people wouldn't expect necessarily.
Like what?
Like 27 Dresses with Katherine Heigl.
Oh, yeah.
I watched 15 minutes of that last night before I went to bed.
That's a tough one for me.
Right. I mean, there's
I do not like Katherine Heigl, though.
And see, I'm into her. Like, there's something about her I really get into.
Really?
That's why I really enjoyed Knocked Up. Love Knocked Up. Give me some Seth Rogen comedy. Give me those guys being funny, Siegel and them, and she's in it. Oh, yes, please.
To each their own.
Plus, I get Paul Rudd's, not Paul, it's not Rudd's wife. It's Apatow's wife. I get her as the friend. Come on.
Oh,
man.
Leslie Mann?
Yeah, that's a great. I can get into movies like that. Let us know the entertainment that you like that sometimes your friends and family can't believe. We'll talk Reservoir Dogs at 1. Also, we've got some NFL mock draft stuff to get to. We're going to be getting some draft experts on the station from now to the 29th. We are exactly 3 weeks away from the draft. Today, the 29th, is the first day of the draft, and yesterday we took a look at somebody's mock PFF, which got a little silly. Today, we're taking a look at Daniel Jeremiah, Mr. Move the Sticks himself, who has put together a hell of a career there at NFL Network after being a front office guy in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And Trey, he's got San Francisco taking Mac Jones at number 3, although next week, there is a pro day for Ohio State, an additional pro day where the Niners are going to specifically show up because they were watching Mac Jones the other time, and now they're going to go to Columbus for this second pro day. So I wonder if there's anything up in the air about what the Niners are thinking of, or are they going to really – is it just Mac Jones and they're not – and they're just sort of – they're giving Justin Fields his due here.
They're giving Justin Fields his due, is what it, I mean. They're showing courtesy to Justin Fields and to Ohio State because they couldn't make it the first time around because there was a guy that it's now very obvious to everybody they valued a whole lot more than Justin Fields. They got to make their Sophie's choice there, right?
Now, to be fair, that Bama Pro Day was the second one, and apparently they couldn't attend the first one, so they had to see Mac Jones then, and they were told Fields would have another day. So that's what they've been telling people.
Okay. Maybe.
So they would tell you if they saw Fields that day, they would have never laid eyes on Mac Jones. That's going to be the argument Shanahan would give you.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's play that little game, huh?
Yeah, right.
Let's believe everything that we hear this time of year.
This is smokescreen season, and I love smokescreen season. It's one of my favorite times of the year. I love it. I do love it. Just like I love that Jeremiah's got the Falcons just – Not trading, not thinking. They're going Trey Lance, number 4, leaving Justin Fields on the board. That's another big question for me on this draft. Will Trey Lance go too early? Will he go way, way too early?
It seems like the answer is going to be yes. Even with the ridiculous mock draft from yesterday that had the Broncos taking him 4, trading up to get him. Like, I don't think Denver's looking for a quarterback, certainly not in the first round. But it is starting to trend that way now. And I think that'll be a stretch, and I think that'll be a pick that a team regrets if they end up going with Trey Lance 4 or 5.
Much like a lot of folks, Daniel Jeremiah has the first pass catcher off the board being Kyle Pitts out of Florida. Poor Kyle would go to Cincinnati in this idea. We'll see if they can get things restructured
around Kyle, him. Yes, traditionally speaking, but they are building something interesting there.
You like
in
it?
In Cincinnati now.
Well, Coach Taylor?
T. Higgins on the outside, obviously. He started to show some nice things in the second half of the season. They have spent draft capital on offensive line, obviously getting Burrow in there with the number one overall pick last year.
Mm-hmm.
Pitts would fit in nicely in Cincinnati, and that would make them a little bit more intriguing over these next few years. A
little LSU Tiger to Florida Gator connection there?
Yeah, well, I've also seen them taking Ja'Marr Chase, and if they do that, you totally understand it, right?
Yeah, Miami with Ja'Marr Chase would be the next pick here on this mock. But yes, if they went Ja'Marr Chase and paired those LSU guys up, that would be a heck of a move.
One thing to keep in mind with the Miami Dolphins, they spent a lot of draft capital last year on the trenches. Offensive line and defensive line, I feel like if Sewell is there at six, which all indications are right now that he will be, they end up going with Penei Sewell over another weapon because they have a decent slate of receivers right now.
I like that idea for them. Yeah, if he's still there, this mock has Fields going at seven to Detroit. Poor guy. here's the pick we've been looking at, Trey. Carolina at eight. Daniel Jeremiah has Carolina taking a tackle that's not Penei Sewell. It's Rashawn Slater, the kid out of Northwestern. And then Penei Sewell going nine to Denver. That's what he's got here in this mock. I don't know that that will happen.
I wish you were to give some explanation as to why he has Slater over Sewell. Because he's the first guy who's gone there. Now, we've seen people drop Sewell down into the double-digit range, which I don't think ends up happening either. But to have Rashawn Slater going over him now, because didn't Slater opt out this last season also?
I believe
so. It's not
so.
Like he has the 2020's worth of game tape.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think they're both opt-out guys. And then, just to make it interesting for Cowboys fans, Daniel Jeremiah has the Cowboys taking a defensive player, but not a cornerback. Sertan would be available in this circumstance, but they wouldn't take him. They would take Kwity Paye, the Michigan edge rusher.
I know nothing about him.
Me too.
I think that would be universally panned as a really bad pick for the Cowboys right
just
there.
I don't know enough about him to know. Could be an amazing pick, but I just don't know enough. And then he's got Sertan going 12 to the Eagles. That'd be extra insulting for Cowboys fans too.
Yeah.
You need a cornerback. Sertan ends up in your division.
Yep.
Ooh, that'd be rough.
No, that wouldn't be good. You can't go edge rusher there. You have to go cornerback, assuming Sewell is gone.
Somebody texted Dallas should trade up for Sewell. Cowboys trading up in the first round usually doesn't happen. I can't imagine that they'll do that.
No, it doesn't. But if Sewell ends up falling to eight, that will be interesting. I could see the Cowboys considering it at that point.
All right, if you want to throw in on the entertainment that people can't believe you like, somebody texted in, my wife hates that I fill up the DVR with rom-coms. Sleepless in Seattle doesn't stand a chance of being turned off, even if it's well over the 1,000th time being watched. How about that? An admitted Sleepless in Seattle fan. I'm a fan of that movie. We showed my daughter that movie in the last couple of years, and she loves it. We were trying to think of just movies from our lives that she would connect with. She loved it.
Sleepless in Seattle?
Yeah. Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, the whole thing. You ever
seen it? That movie have the O-face scene where they're in the cafe, or am I thinking of a different one?
No, that's When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I was going to say the O-face. That's Office Space. Yeah. No. Different. I know what you're doing.
I went deep there.
The I'll Have What She's Having scene. That's When Harry Met Sally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sleepless in Seattle is a little cleaner than that.
Okay. All right, good.
A little cleaner than that
scene. I know that you're willing to take risks with Monkey that not a lot of parents are, especially earlier in her life, but I'm glad you didn't go there.
Have I told you why my wife won't let my kid watch Love Actually in our presence?
No.
And I tried to use your argument. Your mom loves the movie, right? It's her favorite Christmas movie. It's the porn scene.
Oh, yeah.
She watched it. She had me watch it. And I thought, okay. And she's like, would you want to watch that with your parents in the room? I'm like, no, but we're talking about a different discussion here. But yeah, she's not in favor of that.
I haven't seen that movie in a while. They don't get like super.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think she'd really like it.
Well, you got to default to mom in these situations.
I know. No, she's the ultimate judge there. I'm going to let her control those things in the end. All right, so what entertainment can they not believe that you like? Let us know that. Specs text line 337-3776. Up next, we will get you an update on the Masters leaderboard. I saw Phil go off on number one. That means Scottie Scheffler is on the course. Also, Dylan Fratelli went out early this morning. I'll update you on how he's doing. Mr. Spieth is about a half hour away. Plus, more mock stuff in the NFL. We're looking at Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft. Does he have any running backs going in his first round? Does he have any Longhorns in his first round? We will let you know. Plus, we talk some Reservoir Dogs at 1 o'clock. It is Movie Review Thursday. Hope you're having a good one. Let's hope everything holds together here on the Horn.
Shirts and Skins.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Oh, there is never a bad reason. On the road again. There is never a bad reason. Always puts me in a good mood. Any particular reason, Trey?
Yes, there is a particular reason. Today is Thursday, which means that it's Shameless Podcast Promotion Thursday.
Aha.
New episode of the podcast came out this morning. The author is Alex Davies. The conversation's on Books on Pod. His book is Driven, The Race to Create the Autonomous Car. So we're going to be playing car and driver themed songs all day today.
I like it.
The push to create an autonomous vehicle is so shocking to me. It's really not even 20 years old, the modern push to create an autonomous vehicle, but they've come a long way in that time. There are vehicles that can do that now. Tesla, Cadillac has versions of... Check. There we go.
I hear that little sound right before it comes back.
The attempt to create an autonomous vehicle is not even 20 years old. We've come a long ways in that time. Where is it headed? Is it something that we can't expect in our lifetimes to have only self-driving cars on the road? Talk about that and a whole lot more on Books on Pod. Check it out, booksonpod.com, or by searching Books on Pod with Trey Elling, wherever you listen to podcasts. Chad?
Yes, indeed. All right, we'll get you a Masters leaderboard coming up. Real quick, we want to give our man Craig Way a little shout-out. He's up for Best Sportscaster in Austin. You can go to hornfm.com, click on there, go vote. He's in the Austin Chronicle runnings, and he's running up against some pretty big dogs. But he's Craig Way, and we need you to go vote for him because we know you guys love Craig. So go vote for Craig for Best Sportscaster of Austin. Also, coming up at 12:45 in the crap bag, we'll get Suplex Stu on to preview WrestleMania. Stu's in a Hall of Fame now. He got put in the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame. Congrats to Stu for that. He's in the same Hall of Fame as Kamala and the Von Erichs. That's awesome.
Wow.
So we'll get a little preview from him on WrestleMania. He got a really cool interview earlier today with Alexa Bliss, who is going to be a big part of WrestleMania. So you'll hear that tonight.
Who's that?
Alexa Bliss is one of the WWE superstars. And boy, it doesn't like you talking Books on Pod. It doesn't like me talking wrestling.
This is going to be a problem.
Boy, the technology is really fighting back on us.
That may be the last one. I think we got a master reset that time. So
excellent. Alexa Bliss is one of the big superstars in WWE right now. She'll be a big part of WrestleMania. And Stu got to interview her. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up at 12:45. But congrats to Stu. Congrats to Craig for getting that nomination. And we hope you go help him out on the Austin Chronicle page. All right, Trey, they are underway at the Masters. I will admit, I just dove right into the technology this morning. I turned on ESPN Plus, and I started watching holes 4, 5, and 6 just because.
Good for you.
Dude, it was awesome. I never saw hole 4 as a kid. They didn't show us that. We didn't get to see the Masters till like the back 9 on Saturday. Now, thanks to today, I can watch and tell you a little bit about hole 4. I watched Dylan Fratelli start off this morning. By the way, Dylan Fratelli's not winning this tournament. I hate to ruin it for all you Longhorn fans, but Dylan did not get off to a good start. He shot a 76. If I do that at the Masters, I buy drinks. He is not going to be happy with that one. So Dylan shot a 76 today, and he is not off to a good start.
Well, you said he had a rough go of it in the beginning of his round, too, correct? So was he able to maybe level out, and perhaps he can carry some of that positive momentum into tomorrow?
Yeah, I think he did. I'll pull up the card here. When I saw him, he had come off bogey start. Then he went. So I saw him when he was going to hole four, and he was already plus two, and then he bogeyed five and six. So then you're right, though. Then he kind of, well, no, he had more bogeys. He mixed in bogeys and birdies kind of the rest of the way. He ended up with a few bogeys, so he didn't have a great round.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Dylan.
Dylan's going to need to really turn it around. Realize, though, this is not going to be minus 20 like Dustin Johnson pulled off. I heard Andy North on ESPN say he thinks around minus nine. 9-10 under definitely wins the tournament. So maybe you're not totally out of it there. Some names you will know. Dustin Johnson, plus one through 10. Koepka's out there at plus one. McIlroy, plus two.
You should be back. All right, hang tight just a second. I am having to. Boy, you are getting a great firsthand look of all the crap I have to deal with from the producer's booth as I try to host a radio show as well. Trying to turn Chad's mic back on. Which should be back on now.
Maybe.
As I let you people know what's going on, you can check it all out by going to hornfm.com. Today's producer cam is strapped to the top of my forehead, so you get to see all the little buttons that I get to push and songs I get to choose and how often I'm distracted by porn on my computer screen when Chad is talking.
Wrong.
Wrong what?
Can you hear me? Yes. Oh, there I am.
I can hear you. I'm having to jack you way up. I said, Jack, you way up.
Wow.
Another word there. But yes, we should be good to go again, Chad.
Gotcha. All right. So the leader right now at the Masters is one Hideki Matsuyama. He is through 12 holes, minus three. So the lead is sitting right there. Leishman's at minus three as well. And Paul Casey, Webb Simpson. Webb Simpson's at minus two. We will keep you up to date on those big names. Jordan Spieth is on the practice tee right now, getting ready. He will go off at 1 o'clock, and we will keep you up to date through all throughout the afternoon. You go big ESPN this afternoon if you're watching round number one. I think they officially start at 2 o'clock on TV. It's ESPN Plus up until then, and you can follow individual groups on ESPN Plus. So if you're a Spieth freak, then you can go on ESPN Plus and just watch him. And well, they will follow them around the course.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a speed freak, I want you to seek help. You're probably not getting enough sleep. You're probably not eating enough. But yeah, I mean, watch some golf, I guess, before you seek help.
My bad.
Okay.
Freak.
Oh,
I need to do enunciate there. So the Masters is going on. We'll keep you updated there. We're also talking about this Daniel Jeremiah mock draft today. We talked about kind of where he had the Cowboys going with a defensive player, Kwity Paye out of Michigan, and not Patrick Surtain. Trey, he's got no Longhorns in the first round. No,
not surprising. That is the general theme with mock drafts.
Yeah, we need to, and we're going to get next week, we've already got a draft guy set up. In these next few weeks, we'll be talking to the folks. I want to get a national perspective on Joseph Osei, because we're all here, we're in the region, you try to be as realistic as you can.
Yeah.
You try to weigh it all out. But we knew what we saw on the field, and then we saw the pro day stuff, and the dude went freaky.
Mm-hmm.
The dude didn't have one of those pro days where you go, oh, he looked like that? Yeah. And he ran like that? Oh, that's not good. No, it was all good. So just where does it start for those people? We got Tony Pauline, who we've had on before. Whoa, there it is.
Okay. Oh, man.
God.
What a dumpster fire of a show this is turning out to be. Hey, by the way, I'm seeing, okay, so there was something being done specifically for Light the Tower, because Light the Tower just took a picture with the green screen behind him. I'm like, we weren't supposed to be dressing up to take official pictures, show pictures today, were we?
Oh, it was for them. Okay, I was
wondering. Thank goodness, yeah. Because I'm wearing a freaking camera on my head. My hair was not going to be ready for pictures after today's show.
I was wondering what the green screen was for. Yeah, so I can't remember where I was on my discussion. We were talking. Oh, no, Joseph Osei.
Yes.
He's not in this first round for Daniel Jeremiah. There are rare mock drafts out there that even have a Longhorn in the first round. And all of them, to me, that I see are Cosme. Nothing against Sam Cosme.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Osei is not getting that first round love, I'd love to know why. What is it? What is the thing that is separating this cat from Michigan that we talked about, that Jeremiah's got the Cowboys taken? Or what about this one, Trey? We keep mentioning, but Gregory Rousseau, Miami edge rusher. Mm-hmm. I read today Gregory Rousseau is in Cleveland. He is for sure going to go to Cleveland, be there for the draft. They're that certain that he's going to be a first-round guy. And I'm not an expert on this guy or Miami football, but I'm watching him. Do we know for sure that guy is that much better than Joseph Osai? I don't know.
I guess there are very few certainties, but he does seem like a guy who will end up in the first round. He was so productive his first 2 years with the Canes. Him choosing to opt out this last season, it's going to have a lack of effect, much like a Sewell or some of these other guys, where he's still perceived as this guy who's practically a can't miss at the next level.
So I think that's going to be the part of the differentiating factor, is asking those national perspective guys, what's the difference in like a Rousseau and a Joseph Osai? Yes, again, we know we're coming back. All right, let's pitch the break real quick.
Let's go to break.
Let's go to break. Maybe we have a crap bag coming up. Maybe we don't. Cross your fingers. It's the Horn.
Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey.
That is a good one. That one's in a movie we talked about earlier that's got Robin Wright in it. This one features prominently in a big scene in Forrest Gump. Running on empty, Jackson Browne. Trey's going Cars and Drivers today?
That's right. The new episode of the Books on Pod podcast is with Alex Davies. He's the author of Driven. It's all about the past, present, and future of self-driving cars. Check it out at booksonpod.com or by searching Books on Pod with Trey Elling wherever you listen to podcasts. Chad?
Yes, indeed. All right, let's cross our fingers and see if we can do this. It's time for the crap bag, maybe?
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
Brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678, 255-8678, or go to avconsultations.com. I think we need Tom McKay to come set up our radio computer and our board and everything today. AV may be needed. Tom, give us a call. Give us some ideas. All right, so it is crap bag time, and it is almost WrestleMania time. So I thought we would hit the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline and talk to our man, Stu. We have called him Super Bowl Stu, Sideline Stu. He's usually Suplex Stu this time, but as of right now, he's also Speech Stu, because he's a Hall of Famer now. Stu Myrick of Sports Guys Talking Wrestling. He's now going to be in the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame. Stu, first off, congratulations on that, brother. Kamala, the Von Erichs, and you are all in the same, going to be in the same Hall of Fame. That's pretty badass.
It is pretty badass to be in the same Hall of Fame as Kevin Von Erich, Skandar Akbar, Bruiser Brody, second, quote, journalist behind legendary wrestling journalist Bill After. If you ever, anybody that ever watched wrestling as a kid, read Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Right.
He's the man behind Pro Wrestling Illustrated. And I've been lucky enough to share the mic with him a few times.
That is cool, man. Congrats on that. And as we get ready for another WrestleMania, I think it's going to sort of feel normal. And I'm going to try to tie this into the rest of sports, because I think I'm the most interested in the fans back in the stands. For people who don't know, this is a two-day event. They're going to the Buck Stadium like they tried to do last year. Give me a sense for what are you hearing about how many fans they're going to be able to put into Raymond James for Saturday and Sunday?
Well, we had heard originally, coming off the Super Bowl, you know, Super Bowl had 45,000. That was what WWE wanted. It's been scaled down to 25,000 around each night. So they'll have 50,000 total. There'll be 25,000 Saturday, 25,000 Sunday. From the early pictures of the set that I have seen, it looks like they will almost all be in the stands. There won't be any ringside seating on the field.
Okay, I see. A little extra safety measure there. That makes sense. And then, from a ticket perspective, I have to buy two tickets now if I want to go to WrestleMania on Saturday and Sunday? Like, that was already expensive, and people travel from around the world. Now I got to get a ticket? Can I get, like a dual ticket? Or how does that work?
I think they are selling dual tickets, and this is not the first big wrestling event to happen over two nights. The number one promotion in Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling, their signature event, which is called Wrestle Kingdom, It happens in January. The last 3 years, they've done two nights. So this is kind of going off their back.
I see. Okay. So WrestleMania comes up this Saturday and Sunday. By the way, if you have WWE Network and you don't know, it is now switched over to Peacock. You have to have Peacock to get WWE Network. Therefore, you have to have Peacock to see WrestleMania. So if you need that, there's your note on that. All right, Stu, my favorite wrestler who's not a wrestler is in WrestleMania, Shane McMahon against Braun Strowman. Unfortunately, it's not falls count anywhere. Is there a chance that Shane can give us another one of those moments in a steel cage?
He's getting up there to where those moments can't be coming. You know, he can't do those moments much longer. I'm sure we will see something, whether it's off the cage. It's a cage match. It is a steel cage match. So maybe it's off the top of the cage. Maybe he finds his way to the pirate ship. I don't know. The build to this has been horrendous, but it will be interesting to see what they make of it.
Yeah, if Shane doesn't find his way to that pirate ship, I consider it a failure. That's on Saturday, along with the match involving The Miz and Bad Bunny. Do you think The Miz and John Morrison and Damian Priest have enough skill to show off Bad Bunny, the rapper who's a part of WrestleMania?
Well, from every report I've read, Bad Bunny has been training at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando. So, and he has been really, he's been fully invested in it. So his punches on Monday night on Raw already look better than Shane McMahon's. But then again, that's a low bar. I think it will be at least an entertaining match. Damian Priest is one of my favorites. I've followed him from before he was in WWE. He's a friend of ours. I've talked to him numerous occasions. So it's going to be fantastic to see him get his WrestleMania moment. And then Miz and Morrison, they know how to do this.
Yeah, I think they can help Bunny out a little bit. Also on Saturday, Sasha and Bianca. Do you think Bianca Belair gets the strap?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think this is going to be the main event for Saturday. In fact, Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship might be the opening match.
Yeah,
we've heard those rumblings.
Right.
And Drew has said he's perfectly okay with being the first match.
That's interesting.
So Sasha Bianca could be the main event Saturday night, night one for WrestleMania.
Gotcha. That is Saturday, night one. Then on Sunday, night two, we got a few different things. How about Reigns, Edge, and Daniel Bryan? Can my man Edge walk out of there with a championship?
I think the odds are it will be Edge. Because they've changed the story a bit, adding Daniel Bryan into this. Daniel Bryan is, he's come back from injury. He doesn't have a whole lot of years left. There is a little whisper that maybe they put the title on him for a little bit. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Okay.
I do think Roman Reigns walks out without the Universal Championship.
All right. This Rhea Ripley and Asuka match is interesting. Does Rhea Ripley get a belt at WrestleMania?
Again, I think Rhea Ripley, there's going to be a lot of title changes at WrestleMania, and this will be one of them.
Okay.
Asuka has been the MVP of the pandemic era for WWE. She's been the best. Rhea Ripley is the new face of the women's division. She just came up from NXT. She's been NXT Women's Champion for a while. I think Rhea Ripley starts her WWE run as the Raw Women's Champion.
And finally, Stu, the deep-fried fricasseed fiend against Randy Orton. And we have a good connection because you guys are getting a Sports Guys Talking Wrestling special edition tonight at 9 o'clock after Flex ATX. And you had a chance to interview Alexa Bliss today. So that's going to be on the show tonight, correct?
That is correct. Luckily, I didn't get the fiend version of Alexa Bliss, the fiend's play friend. I got the real Alexa Bliss. Apparently, she has a pet pig.
Oh, nice.
She apparently likes to listen to Disney music. So, why not?
Love it. I'll definitely check that out, and I know the wrestling fans will as well. WrestleMania Saturday and Sunday on Peacock. Check out Sports Guys Talking Wrestling. You can go at SGTWATX. They'll be on Twitch now. They'll be on all kinds of different platforms. You check them out. And tonight at 9, right here on the Horn, they will be on a little special edition getting ready for WrestleMania. Stu, I appreciate it, brother. Congrats again on the Hall of Fame. Can't wait to hear how the ceremony goes if you get one of those. And we'll talk to you soon, man.
Appreciate it. By the way, next week, wrestling every night of the week.
Wow. Oh, that's right, because of WrestleMania, and they're coming to, yeah, WrestleMania. WrestleMania brings the wrestling. Try to stay calm, Stu. Try to breathe, man. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, guys.
That is Stu Myrick. WrestleMania comes up this weekend on Peacock if you want to check it out. All right, coming up next, it is a movie that doesn't really feel like a movie I would like, but I love it. It's my favorite Tarantino. It's Reservoir Dogs, 1992. Trey just watched it for the first time. I want to get his thoughts on the movie. We'll break it down coming up at 1:30. We'll go into an NBA mock draft because that's where we have to go to find a mock draft with two Longhorns in the first round. That's all coming up on the Horn.